Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Second time today, someone has died from coronavirus. And more confirmed cases around the area, and the restrictions are getting tighter.
And we understand for the health of our city, we're gonna try to get through this.
Team coverage for you, starting with LP Phillips.
Authorities say they had no reason to believe the 64-year-old man had coronavirus. He had an underlying condition, but they did a test after the man died last night. It came back positive for COVID-19. Plano Mayor Harry LaRosselier said there very well could be more in the future. The mayor and his family are in self-isolation because his daughters flew in from college.
Since they just got off a plane and they're in the house, I thought it an abundance of caution. Let me stay home and practice what I preach to my citizens to slow down the personal activity.
He says nobody has any symptoms. The isolation is out of caution. In Plano, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Governor Greg Abbott addresses the rapid spread of the coronavirus in Arlington. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein was at his news conference earlier today.
Governor Abbott came to Arlington to pay his respects to Patrick James, who became the first Tarrant County resident to die of the coronavirus earlier this week. Abbott notes that the coronavirus is spreading exponentially.
When I made my disaster declaration on Friday, since that time and today, the number of people who have tested positive have more than doubled. On the day I made my disaster declaration, there were zero deaths. Now there are three.
And he says the number of counties affected has more than doubled in that same time frame. With such a rapid spread, many local governments are ordering bars and restaurants to close their dining rooms. And Governor Abbott says he will make an announcement on possible statewide restrictions tomorrow. In Arlington, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There are changes coming again for Dallas County. Just this week, the county prohibited any gatherings of more than 50 people. Now Judge Clay Jenkins says that's dropping to 10 or more. The new change is going to effect at midnight. A news conference is going to be held at 6 o'clock to talk about the changes.
Tarrant County and Fort Worth both announced new measures to limit the spread of the coronavirus. Tarrant County Judge Glenn Whitley says they'll have a big impact on businesses in the hospitality sector.
And what we're doing today is basically saying for the restaurants, it's either got to be curbside or drive-through. We're closing down all the dining areas inside. We are also closing completely bars, lounges, taverns, commercial amusement establishments.
Fort Worth's mayor says they will have the same restriction going into effect at midnight tonight.